Mike Freeman is proud to say he's the product of public schools, and his children attend public schools.
I firmly and passionately believe in the role and the contribution of public education. I think one of the two phenomena in this country that's shown the greatness of this people has been a free public education system.
But like his DFL counterparts, Freeman believes public school education needs improvement. He supports statewide testing to help gauge the successes and failures, but says the profiles of learning is too bureaucratic and should be adopted only by schools that want it. Freeman says he's prepared to increase the state's portion of funding to 70%, up from the current 60%.
When I left the legislature after the 1990 session, it was in the neighborhood of 68% to 70%. Unfortunately, under the Krause administration, it fell as far as to 54%, which means 46% had to come from local property taxes. That's wrong, and I want to change that.
Freeman promises a 20% property tax reduction for homeowners and renters through current rebate programs and by boosting the state's contribution to K-12 education. Freeman would target an additional $200 million from the surplus to schools which have a high enrollment of students on the free and reduced lunch program.
Every study I've seen shows that children from lower income families have more academic challenges. It doesn't mean they can't learn, and they do learn and they do well. But there are additional challenges for many of those children. We need to provide smaller class size, additional teacher's aides, tutors, mentors, additional assistance for those kids who need it. And those schools with large percentages of kids on free and reduced lunch, that's not just Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's all over the state, in the northwestern part, southwestern Minnesota as well.
Freeman proposes class size to be smaller. He's proposing all-day kindergarten for parents who want it for their children, and he would guarantee first-year free tuition to a public college or vocational school to all Minnesota high school graduates. But assistance would be capped at $2,800. As for vouchers for parents wishing to send their children to private school, he opposes it.
Public dollars should go to public education. I do not support Arne Carlson's voucher light, which was tax credits and enhanced deductions. But there's no question in my mind that Carlson's voucher light basically is taking money directly away from public education.
If elected, Freeman says he'll be hands-on, but he won't micromanage schools. He'll leave management up to a commissioner of education. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.